Now, we were speaking and it came out yesterday, Sinn Féin proposing an almost €50 a week increase in the job seekers allowance to address the cost of living crisis. In a submission to the government's Commission on Taxation and Welfare, the party said unemployed people currently in receipt of the €208 a week allowance should be entitled to a payment that meets the minimum essential standard of living. That's a standard of living which meets an individual or household's physical, psychological and social needs. Now, as part of a wide-ranging submission, it quoted research in Fane by the Vicentian Partnership of Social Justice to found the weekly MESL, the minimum essential standard living, was for an adult, a single adult, was €251.82. The highest rate of job seekers' allowance falls short of meeting this by a significant €48.82 per week. The concentration of deep income inadequacy is due to the current structures of the social welfare system. Existing rates of social assistance payments do not adequately support even a standard of living, which should act as a baseline for setting welfare rates. And Sinn Féin is critical of what it calls the fiver for all budgets, which the government has introduced in recent years. And these have seen, of course, welfare rates across the board increase by €5 per week, while tax cuts put a similar amount into the average worker's pocket. We'll have to wait and see what happens when the budget comes around. Not too long ahead of it now. A lot of parties getting their submissions, lots of different groups getting their submissions out. But with me in the line to talk about this, and many of you have been getting in touch with us, from an employer's perspective, is Killarney restaurateur Paul Trevo of Trevo's Restaurant on High Street. Paul, good morning to you.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, look, there are other suggestions and other coverage over the weekend, I know, in relation to PRSI and employers' contributions in terms of what should be done with that. There is a debate going on at the moment, as there would be this time of year anyway, about when average workers or ordinary workers in this country hit the higher rate of tax. So there's a lot for government to consider. But what's your view and obviously your objection to the suggestion from Sinn Féin in its submission yesterday?
Well, I think what Sinn Féin got wrong initially is their wording of it. I think what they said, if those who are genuinely out there trying to get work are to get a €50, or those who can't work, you know, get a €50 extra, you'd say fair enough. But as the entire country knows, every bar, restaurant, hotel, retail, warehouse, factory, everybody is screaming out for staff at the moment. So, you know, as an employer's point of view, I'm kind of finding it hard how there's still job seekers out there when there's, I mean, you can see nearly every place in Killarney is looking for staff, and even they've actually even given up. They've started closing one or two days a week because they know they just can't get the staff. So when you're in a situation like that, you find it very hard to believe that, you know, why are we trying to encourage people to keep looking for work when there's plenty of work out there? And it's always, I just wish that politicians in this country would just think outside the box, as opposed to saying what's popular, and say, listen, if we incentivize the person to get the job, i.e. that instead of, say, giving a €400 flat base or minimum wage flat base, that the employer would get an extra €50 from the government that they could pass on tax-free to the person who's got the job. So now they're getting the full €50, but also there's the encouragement to go out and actually find the jobs that you're seeking, as opposed to staying at home getting an extra €50, which, let's face it, is going to be an incentive not to really look for work.
Yeah, and that's the problem that you have with it, saying, look, it needs to be geared, this money needs to be geared in a different way. You would be concerned that if it was done in this way and €50 was added on, it would be a further disincentive to work for people on job seekers.
Yeah, and it's not even a concern. It's human nature. I mean, as I said, if you can't find a job in the current climate, you're not really looking that hard. Let's be honest about it, because everyone is looking for work. And you look across in other countries throughout Europe, say, take Switzerland, for example. If you lose your job, the first year you get 80% of your last salary, the next year you get 60%, third year you get 40%, and thereafter you get nothing, because they will say, well, we actually have a job for you. Now, it might be the other side of the country, but there you are. Don't tell me you can't find work. So I think what we need to do is radically overhaul the whole social welfare system to make it fair that those who genuinely can't work get way more than what they're currently on now at the moment. But those who are eligible and who are available and able to work, they're incentivized to actually go get the job. And that means, instead of giving the money, and before people shout and scream, I'm not saying give it to the employer. I'm saying give it to the employer to pass 100% back on to the employee that they've now just taken on. So that the incentive is actually to go get your job, as opposed to staying at home, getting an extra €50, getting extra tax allowances, getting extra whatever handouts, is to incentivize you to actually get out there and work.
Sure. What would you say then to those, and I know the different organizations involved with working with people at the lower ends of society, people who are really struggling, are saying they're working poor in this country. The Social Justice Ireland, 70% of the over 660,000 Irish in poverty, 70% are working poor. Those living in poverty who are currently employed. It's about the quality of employment that's out there as well. What's your response to that?
Yeah, and that's my point exactly. That those who are genuinely in need of more, if we put in a proper system to let's face it, to tackle the social welfare fraud that's out there, then those who are genuinely in need of more money will have the money, because the money's there. It's just being, like you said, the fiver for all budget. That doesn't suit those who genuinely need it. If we take the 50% who don't need that fiver for all of a sudden the 50% that do need it now get a tenner. I mean, we have to start asking ourselves, how have we over 10 million active PPS numbers in the country with a population for 5? So we really need to look at what's going on in social welfare here. And by doing that, by cleaning that up, those who are genuinely in need of help will get not just the 5 or 10, but they'll get significantly more, because the budget is there, the money is there. It's just being divvied out in the wrong way, in my opinion.
What's your response then to the story that came out the weekend? Sinn Féin PRSI proposal could double the rate paid by businesses. This is to increase the PRSI rate paid by employers to the European average.
Yeah, I mean, Sinn Féin, the way, look, the current government has behaved over the last few years, I'd vote for Kermit the Frog if I was given an option. So Sinn Féin are going to come out and say what they think is the populace. If they don't realise that every small business literally has a foot on their head after the last 3 years of how things have gone between COVID and this year, which is a poor tourist season, I'm talking rural Ireland, particularly around Kerry, that, I mean, to say something like that, to double employers' RSI is just absolute insanity. And if you want to put people out of business, then vote for Sinn Féin if that's their proposal, because it's insane. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is that employers have to pay the government a tax in order to hire people. So let's think about that. So we're trying to hire people, and there's we can work out the different percentages are there, but let's just say a 5% across the board, employers' RSI is what every single employer, and Sinn Féin want to double that. That's on top of electricity, gas,
gradually,
energy bills.
Gradually over time is what they're saying. Not tomorrow morning, not overnight, but gradually over time. And what do you say to him? That, look, there are smaller employers, obviously. There are small businesses, but there are also lots of large employers who are making major profits.
Now, if Sinn Féin came out, and I'm full in favour, because we've given a particular energy company a $3.5 billion windfall tax because they've made massive profits, and then the following day we hand them an $8.5 billion exemption for the next 3 years in development. If Sinn Féin came out and said, for all businesses that are turning over 20, 30, 40, 50 million, that we're going to double their employers' RSI, I would say, well, now we're talking something serious here. But the small guy, there's a reason why the small guy is going bust. There's a reason why there's so many people missing right now that are saying to themselves, that's it, this is my last season. I'm packing in my bag from being self-employed because there's nothing in it for me at the end of the season. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's the predicament that
you
we're
need
in.
More so targeted, more targeted approach, not blanket increases in PRSI across the board.
You see, that's exactly it, Jerry. And what I don't understand is that the dog on the street knows that these big companies and the wealthier are getting wealthier, while every single person listening on the phone right now, or listening on the radio right now, is being absolutely screwed left, right and centre. Everyone is struggling. There isn't a person out there who's not struggling,
You mentioned, Paul, it's a poor tourism season, or poor maybe than last year. Obviously, there's a lot of concern about the amount of money you have to spend on utilities, the increased costs people have put things up by. If you're in business to try and get your customers in the door, you're having to put up your prices. That'll have an effect as well. How concerned are you about the winter and about the off-season, I suppose, for tourism in Kerry?
I'm very concerned, to be honest with you, Jerry, because I think from about the first week in October, it's not going to go flat. I think it's going to fall off a cliff. And it's for a number of different reasons. The testing on re-entry for the American market, that only ended up there towards the end of June, which meant that the bus loads, the coach tours, that kind of stuff, they've cancelled everything from August, September, October. You look at Australasian market, the Australian, New Zealand market in particular, if they left their country, they weren't allowed back in until recently. So that market is completely flat. And they're two huge markets into the Irish tourist market, particularly here in Kerry. So that's way down.
Getting reports, Clarence Chamberlain said on Business last week, they reported a good tourism season in mid-Kerry and an increase in UK visitors. So is it being offset a little bit? There definitely are more Irish people holidaying abroad than last year for obvious reasons, but we're seeing the return of international tourists.
Very, very slowly, Jerry. And I can only base it on Killarney as I look out on the streets every single night.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, I'm passing home through Kenmare, and I know there's a few places that are doing well, but I know a lot of the business people in town, the bars, the restaurants, the shop, the retail, even the jewelers, the small guys, and they're all saying they're way down, anywhere from 35 to 50%. And these are the people who would only love to shout and scream to say they're having a brilliant season.
Yeah.
So the season is way down. I know we sometimes like to pretend everything is great, but sometimes you got to be honest, and it's far from great at the moment. And I really, really worry as to what's coming up this winter for a lot of different businesses.
Yeah. And no doubt the government will be factoring that into their plans for the budget. Paul, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your view, your perspective on that this morning. That's Paul Trevo, Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney, on his perspective, saying, look, it's fine to have your plans for job seekers, have your plans for PRSI. It needs to be far more targeted, though. It cannot be blanket. It cannot harm the employer who's looking to employ people. Some reaction to that coming in already. He's got plenty of jobs out there, but employers and tourism won't pay proper wages, displacement of jobs through schemes, says a listener. Well, that's the issue we addressed in terms of the working poor as well.